Chapter 30. One Who Is Constantly Lazy. Bhikkhus, if a sensual thought, a thought of ill will, or a thought of harming, arises in a bhikkhu while walking, and he tolerates it, does not abandon it, dispel it, terminate it, and obliterate it, then that bhikkhu is said to be devoid of ardour and moral dread. He is constantly and continuously lazy and lacking in energy while walking. If a sensual thought, a thought of ill will, or a thought of harming arises in a bhikkhu while standing, and he tolerates it, does not abandon it, dispel it, terminate it, and obliterate it, then that bhikkhu is said to be devoid of ardour and moral dread. He is constantly and continuously lazy and lacking in energy while standing. If a sensual thought, a thought of ill will, or a thought of harming arises in a bhikkhu while sitting, and he tolerates it, does not abandon it, dispel it, terminate it, and obliterate it, then that bhikkhu is said to be devoid of ardour and moral dread. He is constantly and continuously lazy and lacking in energy while sitting. If a sensual thought, a thought of ill will, or a thought of harming arises in a bhikkhu while wakefully lying down, and he tolerates it, does not abandon it, dispel it, terminate it, and obliterate it, then that bhikkhu is said to be devoid of ardour and moral dread. He is constantly and continuously lazy and lacking in energy while wakefully lying down.